That far away? Yeah, I don't know what else. You could maybe use ultrasonic. I don't know.
This sounds like what?
Ultrasonic. I know there are ultrasonic sensors that are sensitive pretty close.
Oh, okay.
Because Adafruit sells those too, basically. But I don't know how much resolution they can see.
Then you could draw with your finger.
Yeah. Although you need pressure data too.
You need what?
You wouldn't get pressure data from your finger. They get pressure from the pens.
It's the pressure data that would trigger the recording.
But I heard it's similar. It's not,
yeah, sure. It does, yeah, because it starts when you push the pin down.
Yeah.
If you hover it over the paper, it doesn't light up.
And that's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Technology for sure.
It's RF. It may not be. It may be some lower power.
It exists lower power, RF.
Yeah, if it's short range, you can do RF without in an unlicensed band.
Okay.
And it'd be cheaper, probably. I don't know if it'd be better.
One thing that kept my attention at this LGM was I followed this workshop given by Ricardo and his Shubot working partner about Shubot, and I knew that he had done this project, but I never actually knew what it was.
Because I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Shubot, I mean, yeah. Shoe, a bot, a sort of botnet with legs, or something like that. And so actually, it's a kind of scripting environment that produces graphics and shapes and animations and stuff, working on Python. Kind of small-scale processing thing.
Graphical scripting environments.
Graphical...
GSE.
GSE. Graphical...
Or scripting for me, no? Graphical environment.
Scripting.
Where do you put the graphical?
You script for graphical, or does the graphical help you to script?
Meant
graphical environment for scripting.
Because we're trying to define what is it?
Shh, yeah. Shh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, indeed. So last year, for instance, there was Brandon Howell, who presented a processing. But he didn't continue the project, for instance. I asked him this year. He had other things to do, and so this is kind of not really working anymore. Somebody would have to maintain it. So those are really kind of one-man projects, where one guy creates something, that a tool that does kind of everything on a small scale. And then there was the guy, and on the afternoon of that workshop, was the guy who presented flat slash even.
Yeah.
Even is a GUI, right?
Yeah.
Flat is the engine. I got it right. and I was kind of, yeah, those tools are kind of really crazy and interesting, yeah. Expression of one person's inventivity and doing everything but small scale. And actually, there is not even a real way to describe it. Kind of, what is it actually? Is there a cat? Does it have a name? How would you call it if you would have to call it a name?
Because there's also, you can say there's processing, does it? There's D3GS, there is Paper.js, there is...
yeah, you can name enough examples to have a kind of family or broad category. But does it have a name?
Paper.js and Processing.js, for example, they call themselves JavaScript libraries.
Oh, well, that's very generic.
Yeah, it's like... That's
technically true.
But Processing, for example, they don't call themselves a library. Mm-hmm. They don't even call themselves... it's an IDE sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so that's an environment.
Mm-hmm. So it's an environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So scripting
framework.
Environment...
Sometimes they say framework.
Mm-hmm. If you would have to write...
Framework is more open than environment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a framework stands alone, but you attach things to it. An environment has boundaries, you know?
Ah, okay.
So if you would write an article about that...
I don't know what I'd call it.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand with the framework.
It's overused in software as a term.
Because is it a set of libraries? That's a framework.
And what kind of framework?
A set of interfaces.
Mm-hmm. It's also a framework.
Yeah.
It's a set of like pretty fine tools that you can just plug in.
The only thing more expensive than Scandinavia is
framework. Because it's also in the name. There is this boundary thing. It's the framework. You work. You know.
I guess so. I think a framework is also being like a skeleton that you can put things outside of.
Whoa. Just go to a grocery shop. Whoa. Everything is just...
But, so when I asked Ricardo, he told me he would maybe call it procedural layout.
Ooh.
And the processing people would call it procedural graphics.
No, that's a type of output you do with this type of chips.
And the guy who did Flat, he, after thinking a bit, tell me he calls it generative infrastructure.
In the fourth one.
Wow. That's worse than framework.
Yeah.
Framework's not great.
No, that's what they're talking about, the outputs. They're not talking about the tool. The tool is a script.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an environment.
Yeah. But it's like a musician. The musician who invented a style of music isn't necessarily the guy who will give it the good name.
Yeah. Exactly. Usually it's the journalist.
Yeah.
It is.
That's you, actually.
Oh, boy. Great.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. I don't know what I would call that. I can't think of what would be an analogy in another...
I want to create a Wikipedia article around that concept, but I need a title.
I think it's scripting environment for graphics or for... Because graphical scripting environment is the opposite.
Yeah.
That's more like a pure data or whatever.
Yeah.
But scripting environment for... But processing is outputting sound, so that's not right.
Could you say tool set?
Yeah.
Instead of framework? That implies a little more what you work with rather than a space, right?
Yeah.
And that gets used a lot too. Tool kit gets used a lot. Tool box gets used a lot. Tool set sounds a little more disjoint.
Yeah. I agree.
Graphical scripting tool set.
Yeah, it's close. That sounds like GST for like.
Yeah, if you say graphical scripting, you may think that it's an interface where you have Lego blocks that you can move, which is not the case. Right?
So what would you say? That's okay. So scripting is unnecessary.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's scripting or not.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is what the pieces are and what you can do with them.
Then it's algorithmic. No? Algorithmic? No. Procedural? No. Algorithmic?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense in Portuguese, maybe. Procedure, c'est un peu procédurier.
No. But you think scripting is not necessary? Because for example, your data is visual scripting.
Yeah.
You had this.
That's how they describe themselves usually.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just drawing linking boxes.
Okay, so let me do this. I guess it's programming, whether it's scripting or not, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would describe it as for the how you create process?
Sorry. You know, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you...
You can have three kids.
I will give you a tiny bit too much information about why I'm awkward about people calling me that. Once upon a time at a Moss Fest, I was out drinking with a pile of people, and there was a very large group of people kept calling me Mumsy.
Oh yeah, get graphical processing toolset. It's quite nice, and then processing is just the mother. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I would suggest not calling any mom.
Graphical processing toolset.
This was my space, okay?
Or audiovisual processing toolset.
No, I'm not saying,
whatever.
But I'm just clarifying.
Does it do audio
fighting or
processing does.
Nice.
But Shubot, Flat, Pisessing, and maybe Pisessing, they don't do processing. It's a processing toolset. That's why they call it processing.
You wouldn't say programming. You wouldn't say graphical programming.
Mm-hmm. No. Because you could use Gaggle also. You know, command line Gaggle would be it.
Or GStreamer.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I think we're kind of like nailing it here. Yeah. Graphical processing to itself. Well, in French it doesn't sound nice, but GPT. GPT. It's I thought it in French. The acronym.
Tool, c'est comment tu traduirais en français?
Boîte à outils. Mais GPT, yeah. It's I thought it. GPT.
Outillage de traitement graphique.
Non, boîte à outils de traitement graphique. Have a good night's sleep in the train. Sweet dreams.
I'm so tired, I think.
Thanks.